Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 164 of the Great Escape Minute, the daily podcast where we dig into the Great Escape 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is Dr. Becky O'Brien of Film Music Central. Welcome back to the show, Becky.
Greetings.
Yeah. Minute 164 begins with Ramsey standing at attention and goes all the way till we get to see Von Luger repeating his orders once again. So we left everyone off yesterday. We unfortunately saw or actually heard a number of prisoners getting shot. And then we had a quick introduction or reintroduction of Ramsey at the camp, where he walks into the commandant's quarters and sees Von Luger reading something and looking slightly distressed. So we continue with that in this minute, with Ramsey shows up in the room and looks around, tries to figure out what it is, why he has been called here. Posen then walks over, stands next to Von Luger, which is a nice little touch of, you know, showing the various sides of what's going on here. You know, the prisoner and officer or guards, you know, on opposite sides, because in the past they mingled together. You know, sometimes you had the Gestapo or the SS soldiers or Luftwaffe, you know, staying on the same side, but here they make a clear distinction between the two of them. You have Ramsey on the right-hand side of the frame, and then you have Posen and Von Luger on the left-hand side. Von Luger constantly looks down, wrings his hands the entire time. This entire minute, He doesn't stop doing that. And you can tell that he is bothered by something immensely and doesn't know how to deal with the current situation, doesn't know how to express what he wants to express. And then he just continues looking down and starts talking to Ramsey and says, 11 of your men are to be returned today. And while he's saying this, he's still wringing his hands. You know, you can see how uncomfortable he is, which says so much about the performance of Hans Messner. You know, he's able to really show that his character is not happy with what he is reading.
And it's really the total opposite also of the first meeting of Von Luger and Ramsey from the beginning of the film. Because he was so confident and, like, in the beginning, like, you know, just give up your attempts to escape. You know, he's the commandant, he's the boss. And now he's just almost, is cringing the right word?
Yeah.
He's almost cringing in Ramsey, like, I really don't want to. He really does not want to be in the position he's in right now.
But the question is, does he not want to be in the position because of the repercussions to his own job? Or is it also because he has formed somewhat of a bond with his charges over the last few months? Which do you think? Or do you think it's a combination of both?
Well, I think it's more of knowing what I know of history, I think it's meant to be implied that this is because he'll never say it out loud. He can't, but he does not agree with what has been done. It goes against the soldier's code of honor and stuff. And because, you know, he admitted at the beginning of the film that he does not expect soldiers to forego their duty of attempting to escape. He knows if the shoe were on the other foot, he would do the same thing that they have done. And he also knows that what was done to the 50, who he's about to tell Ramsey about, was wrong. That's not what you do to prisoners of war. And many officers of the older school vehemently disagreed with this and were, in fact, horrified by it. So that's what I always read out of Von Luger's reaction of, like, he genuinely does not like this, but he'll never say it out loud.
Because he's concerned of getting sent to the Russian front.
Or just straight up being shot. But I think he has there might be a little bit of a, I don't know, possibly a small bond in there, but I think it's more of a sense of he finds this all extremely distasteful and not what proper soldiers are supposed to do to one another, even if they are on opposite sides of the war. So,
right. Okay.
All right. That's how
I definitely can agree with that. So Ramsey's response is, okay, so who's coming back? Give me the names of the 11 that are coming back. And the fact that Von Luger responds that I don't have that information already goes to show that he's being cut out of the loop. You know, he's been told the Levitt are being brought back. You'd think that he would want to know also which prisoners are being brought back, but, you know, that's not information that he's being given. And then we have a great close-up of him, and you see once again how uncomfortable he is in this situation.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it, but I also want to mention it, too. I love how he keeps going and wringing his hands, and like, he's trying to find the most roundabout way to say what he has to say without actually saying it.
Yes, exactly.
But he has to.
Then he continues and says, I've been directed by a higher authority to inform you that, and then he pauses for a second and says, 50 of your officers were shot while escaping. And this, the way that Hans Messner delivers this line is just, it's gut-wrenching because, again, you know, we were all brought up to believe that in movies the Nazis are supposed to be these evil beings and we can't sympathize with them at all. And here we actually get a character who you can feel for what he has to do here. Obviously, you know, he himself is not part of the system that executed these men. Still, he must do his duty and deliver that information. So it gives a little bit of a contrast to what everyone thinks and knows of Nazi soldiers in 1963 especially, but even more so now. You know, thinking about it, that we're watching this, you know, 58 years after it came out. And, you know, we've seen a lot more movies with Nazis than anyone in 1963 saw. To be given a movie where there are somewhat sympathetic German soldiers is not something that you see very often.
Especially with the war in living memory then as it was.
Yeah, completely. There's no question about that. And then Ramsey's reaction is completely shocked. You can see the shock on James Donald's face when he says it, and he goes, shot? Meaning, we didn't expect that. This is not what I expected. And
yeah, but then there's what he says after that, that really, ooh.
Yeah, and then he says their personal effects will be returned.
Now, I'm wondering, to Ramsey or to their families? I've never quite understood the implications of that line.
The implication, from my understanding, is the implication is to be brought back to Ramsey to eventually get back to their families.
Okay. Because he doesn't say to whom, just that they will be returned.
Yeah. Actually, next week I'm going to be having a different guest every week who has a connection to the real story. I'll have to try and remember to ask them, you know, if they know how the personal effects got back. That's an interesting point. I'll have to mark that down for myself to ask.
Okay.
Because that would be fascinating to know whether it was brought back to the camp or whether they somehow found a way via the Red Cross or whatever it was to return them. But then again, they were also trying to hide as much as possible what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. They cremated all the bodies. So, interesting. So Ramsey then looks up and down. And you can see that he's just trying to digest this new information that he's completely shocked at. You know, he's the SBO. He's been the SBO for however long he's been in this camp, or maybe even in previous camps. Also in previous camps, because he shows up as the SBO. And he basically, this is the first time he's had to deal with the fact that he's finding out that 50 of his men were somehow shot. So it takes him a few seconds to think up the next question he needs to ask and says, okay, well, how many of them were wounded? At this point, it makes von Luger even more uncomfortable because he knows that he doesn't know how to answer this question. You see him fidgeting with the paper in front of him.
Well, and maybe it's because I'm not thinking it through, but so is it because he added the quote, while trying to escape part, unquote, that Ramsey doesn't realize they've all been shot and killed right away? Hence the reason he asks that question about how many were wounded.
Well, again, if you're shooting somebody, you might be shooting to kill, but you're not going to hit everyone in, you know, you're not going to get a bullseye like you got on Blythe.
Because it just seems to me that when he says 50 were shot, well, I mean, we know what that means, but I guess it's not as clear to Ramsey since he asked that.
No, because, again, if they were to say that we executed 50 of them, that would be, you know, something that they would be put up on war crimes for. So the idea is okay, I'm going to say that they were shot while escaping, and if they were shot while escaping, then you're allowed to shoot them.
Which would lead to him asking, well, how many were wounded as opposed to killed?
Yes. He's saying, okay, you shot 50 of them. So, oh, beyond the 50, how many more were wounded? Actually, he says they were shot while escaping. He doesn't say they were killed.
Yeah.
So the question is, okay, how many of them were wounded? They shot 50. You could be shot in the leg.
Yeah.
You know,
shot in the leg, shot in the hand, shot any place that's not non-vital.
Exactly. And then Von Luger pretty much just ignores that question. And, you know, as uncomfortable as it is, he says, here are the names of the dead. And then he hands him a sheet of paper, which you can see that he looks very embarrassed. You see his hand shaking as he's picking up the papers.
And he's still not looking at him either. And I love that whole part about it, how this whole time he is not looking at Ramsey. He will look anywhere but at Ramsey. Or at least anywhere but his face.
Right. He can't look him in the eye, basically. Yeah. He is very ashamed and embarrassed of what happened.
And I like how this moment continues to plays out, because it's like at some point it becomes decorum won't permit Ramsey to say it out loud, but part you can tell part of him wants to scream out, just say in plain English what happened. I know I'm figuring out what you're trying to say, but I want to hear you say it.
Right, exactly. And then Ramsey just screams once again. He goes, how many of the 50 were wounded?
And that's the part where it's like, just say it. Don't beat around the bush. Just spit out what they did, what you, et cetera, what your side did.
Yeah, and what's funny is if this was a cartoon, you would see smoke coming out of Ramsey's ears when he's screaming that.
Well, yeah, it's taking all his self-control to just stand there and just yell. You can tell he wants to do so much more.
Yeah, the response that Von Luger gives him again, he's not looking at him. He's clenching his fists together. And he basically gives the answer. He says, none. They, the higher authority, which by him saying the higher authority every single time, he's placing the blame elsewhere. This is not me. This is someone else. This is a higher authority that has made this decision. And as we know, the higher authority is Hitler.
Mm-hmm. He was the authority, so.
Yes, but he's a higher authority.
Yeah.
The higher authority only directs me to inform you that, and then the minute gets cut off. This is one of the most emotional conversations in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. You have these two characters where one of them just refuses to look the other one in the eye, and it just plays out so well.
Yeah, I remember when I was very young still watching this, I remember feeling very uncomfortable by it, because it's like, because of all the cringing and the weaving around the issue without saying it, and because I hate conversations like that, because it's like, I always prefer it when people speak plainly, and so, I don't know where I was going with that, but it made me very uncomfortable as a child, I remember.
Okay, and that's what they want us to feel as uncomfortable as Von Luger is feeling here. There's no question about that.
And it works, and I love two things. I love Von Luger's cringing, and I love the way you can see the anger slowly, as Ramsey slowly realizes what Von Luger's trying not to say. You can see it building in his eyes. They just bulge more and more, and like he's repressing it inside him because, you know, British stiff upper lip and all that, but it's building up inside him like an inferno, and that's like the, I think that's the most emotion he shows in the entire film.
Yes,
completely. And which speaks volumes to what he's feeling in that moment, because it's like, don't dance around it. Just say what you did. Von Luger may be trying to differentiate himself, but Ramsey is not.
Correct.
Which I just realized is a big change up for him, because wasn't he towards the beginning of the film trying to tell Roger that the Luftwaffe were better than the Gestapo, even though they're all Nazis?
Yes.
I think that distinction has now disappeared for Ramsey.
No, I think Ramsey, I think he still understands that there is a difference between them, but he...
But the way he's looking at Von Luger, he holds Von Luger responsible in that moment, yes. I feel like.
The question is whether he holds Von Luger responsible because he actually escaped.
But no.
Right. Okay. So, do you have anything else you want to say about this minute?
No, I think we about covered it. Didn't try to be so repetitive, but it just bears saying more than once just how important all of it is.
So you want to once again tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can find my blog, Film Music Central, at www.filmmusiccentral.com, and that's MusicCentral.com or on Twitter at MusicGamer460.
All right. Excellent. And while you're doing that, you can go rate, review, and subscribe on any podcatcher that you might be using to listen to this show. You can contact us on Twitter at GreatEscapeMXM. Our email address is thegreatminute@gmail.com. Our website is thegreatescapeminute.com. And our Facebook group is The Cooler. So, Becky, you want to come back tomorrow, finish off the week with us?
Of course.
All right. So, until tomorrow, tally-ho.
Tally-ho.